Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody, and welcome to Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. I am your co-host, Justin McElroy. They call me around these parts.
And I'm Sydney McElroy. I think they call you that because that's your name.
Yeah, in all parts, they call me Justin McElroy.
Although I don't call you that, really. I mean, I call you like J-Man or
J-Man. Somehow I got J-Man going with you and your dad.
Or when I'm upset, then I say Justin Tyler. I say that sometimes.
That's when I leave my towel on the ground.
Yes.
Or the bed, or on the crib. Or the crib is almost the worst.
That's the worst.
In a sense. So we've got a weird week coming up, gang. We're going to be at Sketchfest on Thursday evening at the California Academy of Science. And then we're at PodCon for the weekend after that. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of like, Sid, how are we going to get a show together this week?
So I was looking for some topics to research, and I always love when our listeners send us suggestions either via emails or Facebook or tweets. And a couple people tweeted at me about an article that they thought we would, I hesitate to use the word enjoy, you know,
profit
you
from.
Know, enjoy.
Profit from.
Enjoy in
entertainment
that,
sense.
Yeah. Enjoy in that way. Much in the manner in which we enjoy the room, I would say. It's an article from The Times on wellness, basically, that elusive concept.
Wellness, the art of making a body that is functioning fine function just a little bit better.
Just better. Healthy is not enough. Wellness, no. I would say wellness has come to mean, I think it's different depending on who you are. And I mean, I would say that wellness is like, I don't know, I'm not sick and take decent care of myself and I'm well. That's well. I feel pretty good.
Some people are like, what are you putting in your body?
And it's a step above. And so this article just profiles four different people with their routines, their daily wellness routines. And I would say that I don't even know that they would call them wellness routines as much as they're just their daily routine, because it has become deeply entrenched clearly into their lives. Like these ideas of the way to take best care of your complete self, mind, body, spirit, has become their way of life, which I am not criticizing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but the things you do in order to achieve that may or may not be real.
There we go.
Real things.
There'll be some mild to moderate dunking in this episode, but I think it's worth noting that, and this is a point Sid made to me, that these are apparently smart people. They're successful people. And as much as that's a metric of your intelligence or, work ethic, whatever, you know, and as much as success can be measured by, you know, your business.
Well, I mean,
success.
They seem to be like, by most, I would say, traditional measures of success, mm-hmm. they're successful. They seem to have careers that they pursued and have achieved. Mm-hmm. They seem to have financial security. At least it sounds that way from the things they describe in their daily life. I don't know their incomes, but it sounds that way. And they seem happy, or at least they don't say they're not happy. I don't know. Maybe they're not happy, but they seem pleased with their lives and with where they are.
With themselves.
Yeah. And so that, to me, I mean, that's a fairly successful person. I think you could argue there are other things that are necessary, but I think most people would say, well, yeah, I mean, they seem like successful people. And so I would say that if these people who have lots of access to information, to research, to scientific knowledge, who have been probably gone through some degree of higher education. I have no idea. They may not have. I don't know. But I guess they probably have. If these people who have all this information at their fingertips, plus I think from their schedules, time to access it, if they still can be taken in by some of these false ideas, I think it's just clear that any of us can.
It's also interesting too. This was not written as a piece about fake stuff.
No,
so I think it's a fun application of sort of the things we've been talking about, the concepts we've been talking about on the show, but in the wild, like, can you, as somebody who has been listening to a lot of these fun theories, spot
fun
some
theories.
Some of the problems here? So I think that's enough. Like, I think that's enough backpedaling, Sydney.
I just want to make it clear that my goal is not to make fun of people.
No,
we're not mean. We try very hard not to just be openly mean. There's no where's the fun in that?
I will inevitably try 3 to 4 of the things that we read about in this article because I want to be more powerful and successful.
But I think if you just read these without any context, it could be dangerous. It could be misleading. And so here's some context as far as I see.
These
it.
Are presented in the article with no context.
No.
Zero context at all.
No. It's welcome to the wellness revolution.
Fiend.
Mm-hmm. There's just how far do they go to achieve peak zen?
Oh, Sydney, please don't make me wait anymore.
Alex.
For the very first line.
Let's start with Alex.
Start with the very first two sentences of Alex.
Do you want to start? Alex, and they're just routines listed like by hours of the day. So Alex's routine starts at 5:55. Oof.
I wake up and immediately rehydrate. I love this.
That's fine. I'm not
that's
saying
you should.
That's
a great health habit.
Hydration is great.
Second sentence. Your body is the most absorbent after you sleep. So the first thing you put in it is the most important. No.
It's a strange assertion, I will say.
Alex.
It's a strange. And this is one of those because, like, I tried to make sure and look at the research on some of these different things before I
about
just started
body
debunking
absorbency.
It. But, like, to Google, like, research on peak body absorbency is hard. I would say that your body is not necessarily more absorbent at any point of the day. But hydration is good. I think if he wants to hydrate, that's
I just want to know
fantastic.
When I'm the most effective against spills around the home.
So Alex starts his day by hydrating. That's great. He prefers coconut water, coconut milk, coconut oil, coconut products are pervasive in all four of these routines. We've talked a little bit about this before, this concept that like everything from a coconut is healthier. I looked into the research on coconut water specifically because I wanted to see like, is there something I'm missing? Cause everybody seems to be drinking coconut water. And so what it found, it's not bad. There's nothing wrong with coconut water. I mean, it tastes good. Have you had it? Tastes good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not the taste. If you've never had coconut water, it's not quite the taste that you're hoping it's going to have.
No.
But it's okay.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It tastes good. It has been pitted against sports drinks. That's the idea. Like, is it better for you to rehydrate than a sports drink? And the problem is coconut water is actually pretty low in carbohydrates, which is one of the reasons people think it's good. I mean, that's fair. It's low in carbohydrates. It's also low in sodium. And if you're talking about rehydrating after you've been like sweating a whole bunch and working out,
you need the football milk.
A sports drink is actually probably better. Now, you can supplement your coconut water with some of the other like extra sodium. They did that study to like, we'll put more salt in it and see if it's better. And it was better at that point.
Salty coconut milk. Delicious.
And I'm not saying that sports drinks are amazing for you. Many have a lot of sugar in them. But then when they like gave them to athletes, they said, well, I mean, I feel fine either way, but the sports drink sure tastes better was kind of their end of that study. But it's fine. Like if you like coconut water and you drink enough of it, you'll be hydrated. If you're sweating a whole bunch, you're probably still better off with a
but
low
Gatorade
sugar
turns your body into strong wild garbage. So there's that going for it.
I get it. Like I don't particularly love Gatorade myself. I don't know. Anyway, there's the coconut water thing in case you're curious. Is coconut water that great for you? I mean, it's fine.
Fine.
It's fine. So we continue along Alex's day, and I think he does a lot of stuff that we could all benefit from. Not the taking multivitamins.
No.
We've already said that, right?
No.
We've done that show. You don't need a multivitamin, don't probably. Need a multivitamin.
Can we also talk about diluting the coconut water with regular water at a ratio of 2-1?
I don't know what that's all about.
Ooh, this coconut water is good, but it is powerful. Too much intensity.
It's not necessary, I would say. He does some meditation. I think that's great. I think there's no problem with that. I think the idea that you want to wake up in the morning and try to like...
Hey, I mean, you
woke
up,
and happy.
Alex, you're the one who woke up at 5:55. I think whatever you do with those minutes is between you and God. You can do whatever you want with those minutes. And I think meditation first thing in the morning is, I wish I had the
time,
willpower, whatever.
I think there's nothing wrong with a lot. And you'll see this in a lot of these routines. There's some good stuff in here for sure. I mean, I bet you these are healthy people. I bet you these people are in good health. Regardless of the stuff that they may do to achieve that. He also does some yoga. That's great. Good. Wake up in the morning, meditate, do some yoga. No problem with any of this. This is all good stuff. He goes and does some intense fitness work after that. Still, no problem with any of this. Back to the coconut water again. Okay, good. That's fine. He does say, I just take a little bit of issue with the fact that he makes a point that he likes to hang out with the people who are part of his fitness routine, because he's not going to hang out with people who like to drink a lot at the pub. I have a little bit of an issue with that, simply because I am a person who would like to drink a lot at a pub.
Yeah, but judging what you know of Alex so far, are you the sort of person that would want to hang out with Alex? This seems to be mutually beneficial.
Oh, that's fair. Alex and I would probably not get along.
Yeah, I'm not
very
sure
well.
You and Alex would hit it off.
After all of this, I mean, really like healthy working out and stuff, he comes home and he takes that shower and uses, and a lot of these people will mention like, I only use like non-toxic organic products and all that stuff. Okay. That's, I mean,
great.
Whether or not your shampoo is actually toxic, I think we could all take issue with. I know some of the really scented ones make my allergies act up.
Hey, there you go.
But, after that, he makes a smoothie. And the only thing I will say about the smoothie, because I don't have problems with smoothies. Smoothies are lovely, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they're not. I mean, they can pack a lot of sugar.
They can taste good.
They pack a lot of sugar in there.
You can. His has coconut milk, cacao, maca, acai, non-dairy yogurt with protein in it, blueberries, banana, and cashew butter. About a pint and a half altogether. Smoothie. Now, I don't have a problem with these ingredients. I think we all know that acai is not the cure-all that everybody thought it was. Like, it's fine. It's just one of the foods that are probably fine for you. But that's about it. The thing that I thought was interesting is, I added up, like, if you were to buy all these things, you have to buy all these ingredients in the front end, right? To make this smoothie. On the low end, this would cost you like $65 worth of ingredients. Now, obviously, that's not for one smoothie. Obviously, that's going to last. Now, but I mean, for the packaging for some of these, that'll only last you about a week, maybe up to 2 weeks.
Right.
For
it's pricey. I mean, they're pricey ingredients.
They're extremely pricey ingredients. And I would say that they're not necessary for good health to pay that much. And by the way, when I was estimating these costs, I was using like the mid-range of the products. I was not using the like super fancy, organic, natural, like highest end of ingredients, which Alex may be using. I don't know. I would just say this kind of
bet Alex is using.
Yes. I would bet he is. But I would say this is kind of a waste of your money.
I would also, for whatever it's worth, for me, in the limited stuff that I know about like diet, and I can speak just from experience on my body, blueberries, banana is a pretty big hit of glucose to get like that early in the morning. I mean, that's like not glucose. Oh, glucose. Yeah.
Sugar. Yeah, there's sugar
like
in there.
It's a carbohydrate. It's a big hit of sugar to get first thing in the morning. I don't know. I know some people are very down with that, but I find that like can put me in a rough place.
I mean,
nutritionally,
he's worked out a ton.
Yeah. I mean,
already.
I'm not saying he's not earned it. I'm sure he's like fit. Right. But if you were to say like, I'm going to start with the smoothie thing, and not do the exercise thing, right?
No, okay, that I would not recommend. And I think that's what would be important, like a little note. If you take any one of these things from this in isolation, it may actually be bad for you, or at the very least, not good for you. I think altogether, these people have found routines that work for them, but only taken together.
Read the next paragraph.
So
it's all extreme.
Are you talking about that he works at home?
Yes.
You work at home.
Yes. That's not the good part.
If he goes out, he'll take a bag of nuts and stop for a green juice.
I love bag of nuts as a snack. That's pretty good. That's nutrient dense. Get a little protein in there. Not going to spike your blood sugar. I love that as a snack.
At some point between meetings, he'll have a shot of activated charcoal.
Alex.
That's not.
Alex.
That's not a thing. That's not a. I mean, it is a thing. It is a thing that exists.
They sell it at Pret now, which is it's like a news agent, right?
I believe.
Pret, yeah. And it says, we're so blessed in Britain. Are you, Alex? Because it seems like you just bought some dirty charcoal and take a shot of it.
We did a whole show on charcoal. And you can refer to that if you have not listened to it. But the point is that, like, unless you have ingested some sort of poison that needs to be absorbed by the charcoal, you don't really need charcoal. And that's activated charcoal. So I don't know what you're doing, Alex.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing there. Okay. At home, he has a quartz crystal that he places next to him when editing photos, and he works by a Himalayan salt lamp to absorb the magnetic and radioactive waves that are all around you from Wi-Fi and your computer.
I think in 20 years' time, you stop before the dank nugs. You stop reading before the dank nugs, Sydney. I don't understand.
I'm sticking to the pseudoscience. What would you like to comment
on? I think
on?
In 20 years' time, there's going to be a lot of illnesses related to those waves. Oh, really, Alex, freelance photographer at Select Model Management. Why is it that you, a freelance photographer, think in 20 years' time? What are you basing that on, Alex? Oh, my God. Just like,
I mean, it's a guess.
I think in 20 years' time, there's going to be a lot of illnesses related to Wi-Fi. Why, Alex? Based on what? The fact that the internet is all around you and at your fingertips? Why, Alex? Why do you think that?
I don't know if we've done a whole show on that topic. I think we've talked about Himalayan salt lamps, which are, I mean, I think some people find them attractive, and I think that's fine. Past that, that's it. That's really it. But as far as these magnetic and radioactive waves and this idea, I mean, really at this point, there's no evidence for this stuff. I know there are people who will anecdotally say they feel better when they're in areas. I've heard of people moving actually to part of West Virginia where the radio telescope is.
Kepler. Yeah.
Because
it's a radio free zone.
Yeah. Because it's in Pocahontas County because they can't have within a certain range, you can't have cell phones and that kind of stuff. And so people will move there so they are not exposed to this electromagnetic radiation because they feel better. And they've said anecdotally, I feel better when I'm there. I mean, this is not evidence-based, though. None of this has evidence for it.
Here's the thing that bothers me about it. Okay, I'm going to move on from Alex because I feel like I am starting to dunk on him. But
yeah, we got to get past Alex. We got three more people we got to talk about.
Oh, my God. Okay, just real quick, though. Like, to say, I think there's going to be a lot of diseases about Wi-Fi in 20 years. Anyway, I've already fixed the problem by
working next to a Himalayan salt lamp.
Working next to a Himalayan salt lamp. That's wild to me because that's like, I mean, I too hope there aren't a lot of Wi-Fi related diseases, but I'm not trying to get in front of this like imaginary problem with a yet more imaginary and also P.S. probably expensive solution.
It's a wild statement because I could say that about a lot of things. I hope there are not a lot of like cauliflower related diseases someday. I hope there's not a lot of Diet Dr. Pepper related diseases.
I hope vaping's as good for me as I imagine it is.
I hope that I don't someday discover that gray hoodies were dangerous for your health because I'm in trouble.
But anyway, I've taken precautions against this situation I've imagined for myself. Okay. Anyway.
He takes some apple cider vinegar tablets. After that, we've done a whole show on that. That's fine, but it's not a thing. I wouldn't spend the money on it. I thought this was one point to make. He talks about doing like a vision board kind of thing, which I'm not going to. I am a doctor. I have no expertise when it comes to philosophy or theology or spirituality or any of these other things. I did not write The Secret. I do not know The Secret. I do not live by The Secret. But he asks himself, he says it's important to ask yourself the question, am I happy? What would I like to have? And I think that kind of informs some of my problem with a lot of this is that I think if you're not asking yourself the question after, am I happy? Are those around me whom I have influence over, are they happy? Not just what would I like to have, but do I have enough and what would others need to have before what would I like to have? Mm. I have some issues with this.
Yes,
I think
you're off the reservation at this point.
I know. I just think that informs some of these decisions. Anyway, okay. He goes on to, he does say that he tries to stay off of social media because it's the modern day heroin. I would argue that heroin is the modern day heroin. Just
why is Alex crying? Because he just got dunked on.
I'm just saying, if move to West Virginia, heroin is the modern day heroin.
I don't disagree, though. P.S. Don't disagree in theory.
Social media can be bad for you.
In
large amounts. Yes. I don't think all social media is bad.
Social media accounts, and we'll all be a lot happier.
I don't think that's necessary. But I think it, yes, in moderation. He eats vegetarian most of the time. That's fine. He does more yoga. That's fine. No problems with a lot of this.
Hold on. I do want to stop at 7 o'clock real quick. My orange nighttime light activates on my phone to allow my body to start shutting down. That's good. A lot of blue light can mess up your circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm. Then he says, if my wife is away, I might go to another F45, which is his super intense exercise
class. Yeah.
If my wife is away, I might go to another exercise class. This person is not, he doesn't live in a different country from me. He lives in a different dimension. We are not, if you were to break it down our DNA, I would share more with a carrot than I do with Alex. Wife's away. Time to go to fitness class.
If I was away, Justin would just watch The Curse of Oak Island.
I would just start at the beginning and see what the Laginas like, pick up details I missed the first time and eat pizza.
He does make a point that he eats vegetarian because his wife is a vegetarian, but he does crave meat. Sometimes when he's alone, he does eat some meat, and it's because of his blood type. He needs more meat than other people do.
This is irresponsible. This is irresponsible.
I mean, I don't know how to debunk it other than that's just not it. Your craving for meat is not related to your blood type.
Craving for meat is related to
meat. Eat meat or don't. It's fine.
Good.
And then he talks about, again, he has like a square of dark chocolate and sometimes some red wine. That's all fine. And he does talk about how they got married at the second most magnetic place in the world. Which makes me question why you didn't get married at the most magnetic place in the world, if that's what you're going for. Out. But I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
This is a very expensive and time consuming routine, and we will see this as a theme.
Great. Great. Excellent.
Justin, you do not have the time or the money to support any of these routines.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you as your wife, who knows.
I don't have the money, but that is a problem we can rectify.
That's right. Let's head to the billing department.
Let's go. The medicines that escalate macabre for the mouth.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we're the host of Everything's Coming Up, Simpsons. Every episode, we cover a different episode of The Simpsons that is a favorite of our special guests.
We've had guests that are showrunners and writers and voice actors like Nancy Cartwright.
I got a D minus, I passed!
And we've also had people that are on the Max Fun Network already.
We've had Weird Al Yankovic on the show.
I was just struck by how sharp the writing is. I mean, that's no surprise because it's The Simpsons, but I mean, like, you can't say that about a lot of TV shows, particularly ones that at that point had been on the air for 14 years.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Smell you later.
All right, Justin. So let's talk about Tim.
Yes.
All right. Now we're moving on to Tim, who I should note is founder of the Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Center. So it is in Tim's best interest to believe in some of the stuff we're going to take issue with, I would say. I like that his 7:45 wake up time, by the way, that's reasonable. That's fine.
God, I would do anything. I would do anything.
He gets on average 7 hours and 41 minutes sleep.
Perfect. Good.
He's figured out this is the perfect amount of sleep for him.
Good. Yes.
I know the perfect amount of sleep for me is generally more than I get. That's all I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the person that gets to sleep till 8 while I get up with Charlie at 6:45 every morning.
I still wake up with the baby at night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Anyway, so he gets up, he takes a shot of some probiotics.
Sure.
He's got a supplement from Plankton that helps him stay hydrated and some water. I have good evidence that says that in some cases probiotics are helpful. I don't know if they're necessarily helpful for Tim, but I'm not going to take an issue with the probiotics. I think the Plankton enzyme is probably not necessary. The water's good.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his shower and then checks his urine pH.
Yeah, Alex didn't take a shower. Do you want to talk about it, Alex?
He did.
Did he? Okay,
he did later.
He had to
do his workout first. So he takes a shower and he does his urine pH. And the urine pH, at first I thought, every morning you just check what? And then later what it sounds like is this guy's doing a like a ketosis thing. This guy's on a ketotic, a keto diet. So I mean, I guess it makes sense if you're trying to stay in ketosis and you're checking your urine pH to see.
Ketosis.
Yeah. I mean, we've already done a whole, I am not revisiting the keto diet. Angry emails galore, but it makes sense why he's doing it. Here's the problem. At 8:20, he turns on his human charger. That's a brand name, human charger. And says, it is a device that looks like an iPod with an earpiece that shines light into my ear to give me energy.
Yes. Whoa, look, Sid, I'm levitating. This is the greatest day of my life. This guy plugs himself in like a robot. Sydney. You know what? You know what? Uh-huh. People may mock me for my hesitance to exercise and eat well. But folks, this is the end of the path. This is what that path leads you down. You get on that path, you have one salad, then it's four salads, and then you're plugging yourself in like a cyborg.
So his human charger, this is all it really is. It's just you're shining a light into your ear. The idea that this was built upon is that we can absorb, that it's important for us to absorb light. It helps with our circadian rhythms.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. This is true. Generally, we accept that we know if there's light, we take in that light through our eyes. That is where that light goes.
Or through our skin.
Yeah, but like eyes are the big thing.
Eyes are huge for light. Yeah, they love it.
So the research that was done behind this was to try and see if you could like shine a light on your head and directly stimulate your brain like through the cranium.
Yes.
And then that evolved into like, what if we just tried to shine it through the eardrums? Would that work? And I would say that the evidence for this is weak. There are some studies published by the company. I don't even know if you call them. Anyway, there was some sort of research done by the company who made it, and they found that there was a difference. Although they didn't really have a control group, it was just people exposed to different levels of light. So everybody was getting like light in their ears, and then asking them, did they feel better? And they all were like, I feel so much better. I have so much more energy. I have issues with the study design. There were other studies done by independent groups who said there is no difference here. This is not a thing. You are not absorbing the light through your ears.
It's absolutely nothing.
It's been adopted by a lot of people who travel for jet lag. There's no evidence for that either. And these can cost up to like $300.
Huh. Imagine my surprise. I figured they'd be free because they're so good.
So that's a... I would say I would not advise buying this product. He goes on. He used a phrase. He talks about his morning coffee, and he says that he uses low mycotoxin coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look into this because
what is that?
This is the first I've heard of mycotoxins. These are toxins produced by molds, which are a real thing. Like there really are mycotoxins. That is a thing that exists. But like whoa, what? So anything that grows could have mycotoxins in it because it grew somewhere and there are molds out there that grow too. And so any of your foods could have mycotoxins. They're actually checked. They're acceptable levels that we find in a lot of different foods and drinks that we consume. So your coffee may well have some mycotoxins in it, but there is no evidence that they are in any way harmful to you because we know acceptable levels.
Okay.
So you are... It's kind of like that idea that like there are toxins out there that you're being exposed to that you need to purge. Yeah, there are toxins all over the place. We're all being exposed to them. Every creature on Earth is constantly. And we are also toxic creatures producing substances that we're exposing other animals to. But we can all tolerate some level of that. So generally speaking, your coffee is probably fine. I wouldn't worry about this, but it is. You will find this, like this concept of low mycotoxin coffee. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't worry about it. So Tim goes on with his day, and one ritual he has that Justin, I think you're in full support of is his fist bumping ritual.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to fist bump the concierge. He's fist bumped him every morning for 4 years, and it's his way of making him feel valued.
I love it. I mean, I love it. I think that that's good. I wish that we could maybe differentiate between superstitious habits and health routines.
I see, that's my problem with it, because then when he gets to his office at 10 a.m., he fist bumps every member of the team, 15 in total.
And then by then it's time for lunch. And he goes home, sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber.
This is sort of like the Oz, like that song for the people of Oz.
What?
We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch, and then at 2 we're done.
Fist bump fun.
He usually gets an Uber or he walks, but he tries to limit Ubers because they are generally electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are bad because they're emitting electromagnetic fields.
Oh, this man.
This is the first argument I've seen against electric cars.
Yeah. Finally, we can put them on blast.
Take on electric cars.
I do love the idea that this guy's like, I do everything I can to optimize my health, but I'm not walking to work. Oh, man. No way. There's no possible way I'm doing that.
Too much.
I'll wear a ring that syncs my sleep rhythms with my milk intake when I'm not going to walk. Ugh.
He goes on to discuss his diet, and I'm not going to belabor that because, as I've already said, it's a keto diet. We did a whole episode on that. You either buy it or you don't. What I will skip to is that at 7:30, after work is over, after he's eaten and gone to the gym and all that, he goes to the clinic he founded where they have hyperbaric oxygen chambers that he can lie in. And he says that he lies in it for an hour while pure oxygen is pumped into it. And he might meditate, which is fine, but there is no evidence that the average human who isn't suffering from like the bends needs hyperbaric oxygen. There's no evidence for that. If you breathe in pure oxygen, you die. That's just a whole other thing. But
I often take a nootropic drug called aniracetam.
Yeah, I looked into this. So this has been studied for like specifically for dementia. Mainly in animals. There aren't a lot of it is anecdotal. Outside of that, there aren't a lot of compelling studies. It's not FDA approved, so we don't have it in the US. I looked, it's other available in other countries.
Yeah. I love about these people, Sydney, and this is not just me dunking on one person in particular, but a group of people, and an industry that profits off of their naivete.
Mm-hmm.
I love the argument of, I won't take an Uber. It's got electromagnetic waves in it. Anyway, give me those unlicensed brain pills. Pass the untested brain medicine.
I think it's like a limitless pill.
Give me the limitless pill, but I won't ride in a car because the waves.
It may have some action for patients with dementia. It doesn't look like we have any studies to say that for sure yet, but like it's in investigation. So maybe it'll do something. I don't know that I certainly would not recommend it to anybody right now based on current evidence. He sometimes after his hyperbaric oxygen chamber on Saturdays, he'll follow that up with, an IV drip of magnesium and amino acids. I would never recommend going somewhere other than like a doctor's office or hospital or some sort of medical facility to receive IV treatments of anything. That seems mm-hmm. highly questionable. And also, you don't just need magnesium through an IV just because that could be very dangerous. You need a certain amount of magnesium in your body. Certainly too low is bad, but too high is bad too. So I would never, ever, ever recommend having this done. That seems very dangerous to me. So after that, he heads back to his flat and he reads. That's great. He also makes note that he watches half of an episode of TV because too much TV is a waste of your life. I would say that watching half of an episode of TV is kind of a waste.
That
like,
is a waste.
Then you don't know what happened. Anyway, he also has a Himalayan rock salt lamp. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody is terrified of EMFs and has Himalayan salt lamps.
I do want to circle back around on his, he has super high energy at work. I drink a liter of water a day, either San Pellegrino, as it contains a good level of minerals, or Love Hemp Water, which I buy from Planet Organic. It contains CBD hemp droplets, which help keep my inflammatory system. They don't. I haven't drunk tap water for 2 years. At home, I have a Berkeley water filter, which is the best one.
I think
drunk tap water for 2 years. What an amazing accomplishment.
There is an underlying theme that you can easily pick up on. I don't think it needs to be highlighted, but I think the belief that you can't drink tap water and like endorsing that to the public is a sign of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
tap water is fine in most places, mm-hmm. not everywhere, but most places.
Mm-hmm.
Our last two, I just want to make a few quick points about I will not go through. They actually, the last two routines weren't quite, I didn't find quite as wild as the first two. Mm-hmm. Dasha gets up at 5 a.m.
Dasha's already gone terribly awry.
Yes. She likes to go outside and take off her shoes and stare at the sun and do yoga, which, again, I don't have any problems with it, except she also believes that being barefoot helps her receive electrons from the earth.
Oh, no.
That's
what?
No, that's not a science.
Incorrect.
Thing. That's not. I don't know. She also says that I don't like the way this is worded. I then either go for a dip in the serpentine or go home and have a cold shower. It's horrible, but the benefits for fat burning, mental clarity, stress, energy, and immunity are irrefutable. I would say they are refutable. There have been some studies on does a cold shower actually do anything? And it's more like anecdotal, and there are some limited, like, actual research, like, does a cold shower help with stuff? And I mean, I think it makes people feel more energized because, like, it's cold.
Yeah.
But they showed, like, some effect on brown fat stores with cold showers.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, people who take cold showers and then actually documented weight loss and some of these other things, it's just not, and it's certainly not immunity. That's just not.
Yeah.
The science isn't there. Moving on, she is also afraid of EMF.
No, you can't move on. You can't move on. You can't move on. No, what? You can't move on. I won't allow it. You have to say that she sun stares because the UV rays aren't harmful to her retinas the first hour after sunrise.
Please.
And it resets my circadian rhythms and helps me fall asleep later the day. Dasha!
Please don't stare at the sun.
Dasha, don't stare at the sun. This was 101 easy stuff.
Please don't stare at the sun.
Nobody.
A lot of the rest of her day is just like she eats healthy. I mean, I think that's
good.
You know, that's fine.
Good.
And it's a lot about,
but
like,
you stare at the sun, Dasha.
Going to yoga and doing things she enjoys, like live music. I mean, I think there's a lot about this routine I have no criticism for, but that there's some issues in the morning. There's some supplements that are probably unnecessary and probably expensive. And then our last one, similarly, like Madeline, she wakes up at 7 and she does scrape her tongue with a copper tongue scraper to get rid of toxins.
Great. Good.
Which is not a thing. And then at 8:45, she does some body brushing. We've talked about dry brushing on the show before.
Have we?
Yeah.
They did this in Tully, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no evidence for dry brushing. But if you like the way it feels, probably
for
exfoliates
sure. Yeah,
you.
That's nice.
That's all. That's all fine. Back with the Himalayan salt again. That's part of her breakfast at 10 a.m. The only other thing I wanted to note is a lot of the things she references throughout her daily routine, which a lot of it is just like, again, trying to eat healthy foods and drink plenty of water and, you know, laying on a bed of nails at night for acupressure.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like we all do.
Like we all do.
The only thing I would say is that she says a lot of what she learned is from the Viva or Viva Mayer Clinic. Which I had to look into to figure out, like, what is she talking about? Which is like this, I wouldn't say very expensive, but fairly expensive, like, wellness spa treatment center place.
It's expensive for a nothing.
Well, yes.
If it were, say, a nothing pointless faith thing, it would be very pricey, I think.
It's like a wellness thing where you can go and, like, I think like things like healthy eating are part of it. I do believe they follow the alkaline diet as part of their thing. Mm. And like alkaline water and that kind of stuff.
Sure,
they do a lot of like yoga and massage and things like that. But I think it also veers into like supplements and some of this. If you want to go meditate, I'm sure the buildings look lovely. I went to the website. It looks very pretty, but they sell a ton of different like supplements, and I'd say that there's like stuff that makes you feel good and then they lead you to thinking it's doing good when maybe it's not. But it sounds like that a lot of her routine came from there, because otherwise sometimes I just eat Mexican food or have some pasta. So I mean, you know, there's a balance.
Great.
I'd say the takeaway from this article is that everybody can get tricked by this stuff. We can all be taken in. Some of it sounds really convincing. Some of the pseudoscience sounds like science, even though it's not.
Some of the parts, though, maybe like if I were to just pick a few at random, staring at the sun is like almost kind of bad. That one seems like maybe she shouldn't even have thought it, that one is good. It almost seems to me it doesn't seem that she should have known better than that one. But the other ones, yeah, for sure, does prove the point that anybody can be tricked by this stuff except for this one staring.
I just would hate for people who, like, are actually suffering from health problems or feel unwell or are looking for help with things like anxiety or depression, where they've tried some stuff from traditional medicine and it hasn't helped, would get taken in by some of the things they recommend that are very expensive and have no evidence behind them. Because they pair it. They pair, like, exercise, do some yoga, meditate, you know, take some time for yourself, eat a healthy, balanced diet, and drink water. Good advice. They pair that with a lot of really bad advice.
Yeah, that's where it falls apart for me, is that, and like, shame on the times, and a lot of places do the same thing, but it's like they're presented as, like, these people are doing whatever it takes to get to the peak of health. And it's like, well, not really, because it does seem like a lot of it is nonsense and maybe even dangerous, because they're looking for benefit, like they're looking for that extra 5% that just, like, isn't there. I mean, just not there.
Yeah, you know?
Like, it's just like, it's not there.
It's like the myth that you only use 10% of your brain.
Yes, right. Yes,
it's like that. Like, everybody's trying to use the other 90%. Well, you're using it. It's all there. It's simpler than you think it is for a lot of people. And for the people who it's not simpler, who actually need medical help, who actually are, you know, dealing with chronic illness that isn't easily treatable. Mm-hmm. We don't have a treatment that works for yet. We don't have a cure for yet. Mm-hmm. This stuff, I think, is very dangerous, because it makes it sound like, well, look, these people are, they look great. They're healthy. They're successful.
Yeah,
their lives are all together.
This one, folks, these people are all very, very attractive.
They are. And I don't think it's fair to publish an article like this just to make fun of these people either, because you could read it that way. You know how many people just read this and were like, oh.
Well, us, for well, yeah. starters.
But, like, that's not fair either. Let's just let people live these lives and
yes,
encourage everybody else not to.
Except, yeah, well, yeah.
I know, it's hard. It's hard. You don't,
oh,
because,
man, we try not to be, like, it's hard because I think we try to overall not be terribly cynical and judgy on this show. But when you see these things being held up as sort of the pinnacles of health, that is frustrating, because it's like you almost have to push back on it against that point. Like, you almost have to say, like, actually, you're not doing a real thing. Like,
yeah.
But you're wasting time and money.
I sympathize. I mean, I too find mortality intolerable. So I understand the search for, you know, immortality.
Yeah.
I understand it, but I also would only want to do things that were real and didn't waste money. And I certainly wouldn't want to encourage other people to waste their time, money, energy, or put themselves at risk by doing things that are fake.
Yeah. So that is our episode for this week. You should find this piece and read it. Just, like, set aside some time to really just, like, dig in. Because, honestly, we are, like, skipping over lots of stuff.
There's
it
lots
is, like,
of stuff.
Buck wild, start to finish.
It's the anti-Sawbones.
It's the anti-Sawbones. Yes, Sydney, that's true.
Maybe it was forced into the universe because we make this podcast.
I don't like to think about destiny that way, but I feel like it's probably accurate.
Because of us.
That is going to do it for us, folks. Thank you so much for listening to our program. We are going to be back with you next week. But until then, thanks to taxpayers for the use of Song Medicines as the intro and outro of our program. Thanks to the Max Fun Network for having us as part of their extended podcast family. Thanks to you for listening. We will be back again with you next week. But until then, my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And as always, don't drill a hole in your head.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.